Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Announcing the imminent exhilaration of oral stimulation due to the Crazy Kevin Show extravaganza, which includes friends, guests, and superstars invigoratingly and humorously entertaining the beautiful people of Toowoomba, Australia, and the world. Henceforth, listen with fervor to enjoy the titillation, frivolity, and downright indignation of Crazy Kevin and his Power FM radio wireless transmission of the Crazy Kevin Show.
It's Crazy Kevin on Power FM on our business talk, and I've got a lovely lady here with me. What's your name?
Geraldine Lawler.
Geraldine, whereabouts are we today?
We're at 528 Aldley Street, Wholesale Horse Warehouse.
Well, tell me a little bit about Wholesale Horse Warehouse.
I established this business in 2005. Set off from a small shed in Taylor Street, importing horseware from India. Got my first container in on the 5th of August 2005, so we're 13 years old this year. Filled the small shed I was in. No one really knew that I was there, so I used to go out to all the horse events in a caravan and take all my stock out and sell my stock to all the people competing on weekends. Then I got a website built and started selling online, and that started going all right, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger, so I had to get new premises. I outgrew my little shed, so I moved to another address in McDougall Street, Toowoomba, and was there for probably 3 years. Outgrew that, bought some land, built a shed, and here I am.
So what's your background then? Why horses?
I've ridden all my life. I've always had horses. I competed for a long time. I used to own another saddlery here in town. Got out of it, thought, no, I need to get back into it. So I did.
When you said you competed, what was that? Was that show jumping or dressage?
Camp drafting.
Come on, I'm a pom. What's camp drafting?
Chasing cows. Around the course, you have a figure of eight of pegs in the ground, and you cut the cow out from the herd. And
so, Geraldine, are you a country girl at heart from many years ago?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. I come from the country, yeah. Farm, and I always rode horses and chased cattle all my life.
Why do you import stuff from India?
Because India is where majority of saddlery is made, although it is made in China and Pakistan as well. But firstly, when I first started this business, I got on to Indian manufacturers and got samples sent over from them to try, and then I thought, oh well, and they looked all right, so I just went with a few different suppliers in India, and I've still got the one same supplier who I started with on day one. He's still supplying me with goods, and I've never ventured into China or Pakistan or anywhere else because I've been happy enough with the service and quality and price of the goods. Yeah, I mean, bear in mind you import 20-foot, sometimes 40-foot container all the time, and so you're getting a lot of horse rugs, a lot of saddlery in that.
So can people just come and buy things from the shop, or can they also get it online?
Yes, they can do both, but come in store and purchase, or online. I've got a big website and I service all of Australia and overseas. I've sent a lot of stock overseas. So they can purchase online, in-store, phone up, whatever they like. We mail order everywhere.
Have you found out over the years then, Geraldine, that buying online, they do a lot more than what they used to do?
Oh, absolutely. A huge amount more. Like, when I first started, I'd be lucky to, but mind you, it was only me. Now I employ probably four or five other people. But when I first started, I'd be lucky. I'd be so excited to send out two parcels a day. It was just amazing. But now we could do anything from 22, 25, 30. One day we sent 65 parcels out.
So what sort of stock have you got? Do you sell everything you need for a horse?
We don't sell everything. We sell a majority of it. Horse rugs are our biggest specialty. I'd like to be able to sell a horse rug for every climate, every problem you might have. We sell saddles, bridles, you know, your grooming gear, basically majority of stuff, but not your really upmarket show gear or big-time dressage stuff. We sell a lot of horse racing equipment, a lot. Yeah, we specialise in that as well. You know, if you come here, you can basically get what you're looking for, but maybe had not the widest choice in some areas.
But a good price.
Oh, extremely good price.
Mm. Have you got specials on at the moment?
Oh, yeah, we've got a winter sale, half price winter sale. So a rug that was $40 is now $20.
So come on then, Geraldine, tell everybody once again whereabouts are you situated?
Okay, we're at 528 Alderley Street. The website is www.wholesalehorsewarehouse.com.au. Phone number 4613 5599.
So come on everybody, if you're into horses, if you have anything to do with horses at all, pop on down and see Geraldine and all the beautiful smiling faces down here. Hey, thanks so much for chatting to me today on our business interview. Geraldine, you're a beautiful superstar. Thank you.
No worries, thank you.
It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. You choose the ones you play. It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week.
Yes, it's time for our Golden Album of the Week. And do you know what we've got for you this week? We've got a bit of English reggae for you. Some UB40. They're a pop band formed in December 1978 in Birmingham. And UB40 have had more than 50 singles in the UK singles chart and also achieved considerable international success. They've been nominated for the Grammy Awards for Best Reggae Album 4 times. A Brit Award for the Best British Group. UB40 have sold over 70 million records worldwide, and the ethnic makeup of the band's original lineup was diverse, with musicians of English, Irish, Jamaican, Scottish, and Yemeni parentage. What we're going to do, we're going to start off with a track from Labour of Love, and this is called Cheerio Baby, a Golden Album of the Week with UB40.
Cheerio, cheerio, baby. Thank you.
Crazy Kevin out about for Power FM, and it's our musician speak today, and we've got a lovely gentleman here with me. What's your name?
Mick.
Now, Mick, I've just been hearing you play some great tunes. Now, what's the name of your band?
Reckless.
Reckless. How long have you been playing now?
Reckless has probably been going for about 5 or 6 years now.
And are you the driving force behind it, being the drummer?
Yeah, I try to be.
How long have you been playing now, then?
I've been playing for about 20 years, so, yeah.
What first got you into drumming?
Just tapping along, and then I decided to buy a drum kit and didn't look back.
Have you got any musical influences? Anybody that you like?
Yeah, I'm into heavy metal, Iron Maiden and all that sort of stuff, so...
Have you seen Iron Maiden live?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
What a great show.
yeah, definitely a good, great show, yeah.
So what sort of music did the band play then?
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, yeah, and today, so...
You play a bit of modern stuff. What modern stuff do you play?
Stuff like Sex on Fire and...
How many guys are in the band?
There's four of us.
And you've got a lovely lead singer, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got a new lead singer. Yeah, Mel. She's great.
What a powerful voice she's got.
Yeah, she has, yeah, definitely.
Well, here's Mel. Now, how long have you been singing then, Mel?
I've been singing since I was 15.
What sort of musical influences have you got?
Well, I suppose I grew up with Purple and Ozzy Osbourne, Led Zeppelin. That sort of stuff. I'm older than I look, trust me.
Mick, if anybody wants to contact you to play at the wedding, parties, whatever, how can they get hold of you?
They can contact our manager, Shelley, on 0468 921 384.
So, Mick, you've whetted everybody's appetite now, so what are you going to play for us?
Black Knight.
Thank you so much, guys, for coming onto the show today. Power FM 88, we've got our musicians speak. It's great to see local bands rocking it. Thanks, Mick.
No worries, thank you.
Crazy Kevin. He loves his food, especially chocolate.
Time for our second track off our golden album of the week. And this week it's UB40. Don't forget, if you've got a favourite artist, a band, musician, whatever album, just drop me a line to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and let's see if we can get it on the show for you. Well, here we go. This is a cover version that UB40 did with the song I Got You, Babe. It was a song written by Sonny Bono and it featured Sonny and Cher. In 1985, UB40, featuring American singer Chrissy Hynde, did a cover version of it. It peaked at number one in the UK singles chart and reached number 28 on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart. So what we've got for you now, here's our second track, UB40 and I Got You, Babe.
They say we're young and we don't know, won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know, baby, if that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's always spent. I guess that's so, we don't have a lot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring, I got you to wear my ring. And when I say you're a clown, and when I get scared, you're always around. Don't let them say your hair's too long. I don't care with you, I can't go wrong. Then put your little hand.
Okay, it's time for our third and final track from our golden album of the week, which is UB40. And what we're going to play for you now is probably their most famous and well-known song, a worldwide hit with Red Red Wine. But did you know that Red Red Wine is a song originally written, performed and recorded by Neil Diamond in 1967? But UB40 produced the album in 1983, and it stayed on the album charts for a massive 100 weeks. And you know, UB40 are one of the most commercially successful reggae acts of all time in terms of record sales, over 70 million, chart positions and touring schedule. During their three-decade-long career, they've been performing sell-out shows worldwide, headlining the Reggae Sunsplash Music Festival in Jamaica, as well as spreading reggae to Russia, South America. They have performed twice at the Night of the Proms and have been nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album 4 times. So here we go. This is UB40 with Red Red Wine.
Red Wine goes to my head.
Yes, it's that time you've all been waiting for once again. It's our fitness tips. And who have I got with me today?
Annalise from World Gym.
And how are you feeling, Annalise?
Oh, I feel great.
Well, listen, I've had a couple of people asking me some questions about protein. Now, is there a protein for males and another protein for females?
Absolutely not, Kevin. It's actually surprising how often we get asked this question. Their protein is not gender specific. However, males have different goals to females, so your protein absolutely comes down to your goal. There is a lot of different types of protein on the market, mass gainers, WPIs, being isolates, blends. It comes down to your lifestyle and your goal. That's what it comes down to. So basically, you know, there's a lot of males out there that want to be on a mass gainer. They just think that a protein will make them big. It absolutely doesn't. Food intake and effort in the gym makes them big, not necessarily protein. So same with females. We can put males and females on the same protein as long as their goal lines up. So it's very rare that a couple will be on the same protein, for example. However, it's definitely not gender specific, no.
So, talking about the protein and what people have on the intake, is it different for different people? Should they, if somebody's like a rugby player or somebody's like a water skier, have they got different goals to go for?
Look, Kevin, yeah, they absolutely do. It's best if somebody can actually have a chat to them about their goals. A lot of people in my opinion, are probably using the wrong protein to their goals, or they're using something that somebody just sold them because it tastes great. It may taste great, but there's better out there that's going to help you achieve your goals a lot quicker. Sporting guys, gymnastic girls, like, the range is just huge. So as long as you can have a chat to somebody, I'm here all the time, so if somebody can come up, have a chat to me, or, you know, a specialist in the area, not necessarily a nutritionalist, but just somebody dealing with supplements that know what they are, not the recommendation from your mate because it tastes great, then yeah, definitely. Kevin, there's a lot on the market, so definitely I can pinpoint pretty quick which protein I'd put somebody on depending on their goal. And that's what it comes down to. You need a story, and I need to know your why as to which protein I'd put you on.
What a great fitness tip today. Annalise, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, this is Andre Fernie, listening to The Crazy Kevin Show on Power FM. This is one of my tracks. It's called Coming Home.
So different, feeling a lot. The moon and sea falling in love. We were always gonna run. Now, now we're done. And we've been waiting for this western wind to bring us back to land again. Sail us down to see us fit. There's nothing in our way. Hang on. Coming back home. Dreams to win. Everything is fine. Just eager for a new life to begin. So take my hand, darling. Take my hand. So we've been waiting for this westward wind to bring us back to land again. Sails down, the sea is still. There's nothing in our way. Hang on. Oh, we're coming back home. And this ocean tide's been pulling us. Places we've been dreaming of. Now we only dream one place. Hang on. Oh, we're coming back home.
It's the end of the show for another week. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves half as much as I've enjoyed myself. If you would like to be on the show, if you'd like me to do an interview with you, business or fitness, or you're a musician, all you gotta do, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And also, have a look at our website. We've got a great website. It's powerfmtoowoomba.com.au. You can catch all my old shows with the podcasts on there as well, plus lots of info about the station. Until next week, I will see you, and don't forget, have a lovely smile on your face. That's what it's all about. Bye-bye from myself, Crazy Kevin.